It's not going to be changed, but what can be changed, I think, I'm not a constitutional lawyer, but you can prevent the putting together of the entity. In other words, do something about the bullets. We don't need those kind of magazines in civilian hands. For instance, the guy went into that schoolroom, had a 30-round magazine inside of his rapid-fire weapon, which means he only had to pull the trigger once.
Wow.
So that kind of thing can be banned. You can ban assault weapons. There was a sunset on assault weapons. Clinton got that passed through. I think the president is going to get that going. A couple of pro-firearms senators who were rated A by the National Rifle Association, which has been real quiet since Friday, they are going to back him on that. I think this was the turning point, but I think it's really important, I know Carrie agrees with me, very important for British listeners to understand. The gun is considered in America the guarantee of liberty. It is deeply embedded. It's from this country, actually, because in the Glorious Revolution, the idea of the right to bear arms is embedded in the English Bill of Rights.
That may change. Karen, that may change. Might it not?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's very difficult to try and unpack the American psyche on this, because it's also, and I've been saying this before and getting a lot of stick for it, but it's also Hollywood has glamorized the notion of the gun, the power, the independence, you know, you can defend yourself against all the bad people. And when I discussed this with my father, as I said, was a federal agent, he goes, well, criminals will always find guns. And I said, well, you know, in this instance, we're not really talking about criminals, but in Bonnie's, you know, where Bonnie grew up, yeah, I suppose criminals were an issue.